did you gather it up in little bundles or?
Oh, we cut it with a wheat binder.
Uh-huh.
Yes, in little bundles, and then chopped.
Uh-huh. Did you call those bundles?
Bundles. They were bundles that come out of that binder. Yeah, they were bundles. And we chop it in shocks. Be 12, 15, 18, maybe 20 bundles in a shock. Sometimes we'd thrash out of the shock, and sometimes we would, to save expense, we would stack it. We'd haul it in and stack it. And then we wouldn't be in no hurry. A lot of times we just had to, I can remember a lot of times you couldn't get a machine when you'd like to have it, so you couldn't thrash out of the shock. You'd have to wait your turn to get a machine to come in and try to do your thrashing, you know, for you. And so then, a lot of times my father, that was the reason that he would decide to just haul it all in and put it in big stacks, big round stacks or big ricks. Mm-hmm. And then when he got ready to thrash, then pull the machine in there and thrash it out of the stack. You better get to bed, hot shot.
It's a holiday, huh?
I think he's going to stay all night with us tonight. Yeah. You ain't. You're not going home, are you?
What was a good yield of wheat per acre?
Oh, I guess 40 bushel was a good yield. I guess there's some of it that's, I guess there's been times where there's been more than that raised up there on that river. But I think anybody that raised the 35, 40 bushels to the acre, I thought they thought they was getting a pretty good yield. Mm-hmm.
Now you mentioned that wheat is threshed, wheat was threshed. How about oats?
Well, we threshed our oats too, just the same. With the same kind of a machine. Yep. And the same process. If we could get a machine where we'd thrash them out of the shock, out of them shocks, and maybe sometime we'd be forced to even stack the oats as well as the wheat, but we had to wait till we could get a machine. Mm-hmm. That's all been eliminated now. You see, nearly all the farmers, they've all got these combines, so that's taken care of. The old thrash machine is a thing of the past. You never see them anymore. It's all combine now.
Isn't it a joy?
That's right.
No more fire and sparks.
That's right.
Smoke.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Do they have many fires from those?
From machines?
Yeah.
Not many. I've known of one or two or three that I can recall. Was caused from someone with careless with their matches. Fellas sweating, you know, and they had to carry their matches so they'd stick a bunch of them up here in their hats, you know.
Oh.
And I think that things like that has caused some of those fires. The matches would get down into the bundles and thrown into the machine, and the machine would ignite them, and out into the straw pile the thing would go, and the worst thing you know, the whole thing would be a fire. I saw that happen a time or two. Knowing of it happened a time or two up there in our country. And they think that that's what caused it. Just somebody got careless with their matches.
Hmm. Use straw and wheat and everything.
Well, they never did. Well, one time, I can remember two occasions of a fire. They lost the straw piles, all they lost.
Hmm.
Because they hitched onto the machine and took it out of there. The thing, you see, when this match got ignited, well, of course, it went right on out. The blower blew it right on out. And this big bunch of straw that was a fire just blew it right on out into the straw pile, so the whole thing just ignited. And they got the separator and pulled it out of there and saved it. Another time, something happened, the whole business got a fire, and they took it, and they were thrashing right on the...